This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. The White House continues to fight a court order to rehire previously fired federal workers. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett says those workers are needed heading into summer.
In particular, the Forest Service people who have been laid off just as we're getting to the beginning of our fire season.
Senator Bennett spoke to Colorado Matters. Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert defended the new administration during a telephone town hall last night. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods has more.
The majority of the questions were from people worried about what the Trump administration is doing and plans to do, especially when it comes to cutting the federal government. But Boebert staunchly defended all of the administration's actions and pledged to do what she can in Congress to advance Trump's agenda.
I would love to be even more aggressive in our legislative calendar, but we are working to codify what President Trump is doing.
A few constituents were able to ask their questions live, but most had to submit their questions in advance, and they were read by a moderator. House Republicans have advised their members not to hold in-person town halls these days because of backlash. Colorado Republicans have either stuck to virtual events or refrained from holding them at all.
Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. In the state legislature, the Colorado House voted Wednesday to ban the use of algorithms in setting rents. Many lawmakers say firms that run the algorithms are driving up the cost of housing. They claim the computer models help landlords fix prices in violation of state and federal law. Last year, Colorado joined other states to sue one of the top rental algorithm companies. Republicans argued lawmakers should wait for that case to be resolved before trying to pass a total ban on algorithms. The deadline to submit a big game hunting application through Colorado Parks and Wildlife is April 1st. The state says licenses for bear, elk, and moose will be limited in northwest Colorado as the animals continue to recover from the harsh winter in 2023. Experts estimate it could take another 2 years for those populations to return to normal. This is CPR News.